It used to be logging boats that came to dock at Kluwak's port, supporting the timber industry on Prince of Wales Island. But starting next summer, after some updates, that same port is expected to host Prince of Wales Island's first large cruise ships. Kluwak's village corporation, Kluwak Hinya, announced last month that it would partner with native corporations Doi Unlimited and Huna Totem Corporation to convert the former log terminal into a cruise ship port. And some ships have already made plans to visit. The Oceania Cruises Ship Regatta is scheduled to bring as many as 655 passengers to Kluwak in less than a year. Oceania Cruises has scheduled a total of 4 stops in Kluwak next year, starting next May. But is Prince of Wales Island prepared for an influx of cruise tourists? Prince of Wales Chamber of Commerce Port President Amy Twyman says there hasn't been official communication between the chamber and its businesses about how to adapt to an increase in tourism. But she says she's heard some anecdotal concerns from the community.
We have some issues with businesses keeping employees and getting employees, and so I think that there's a concern about what the increase in business is going to do to our businesses, how it's going to impact them, and how they're actually going to adequately serve the number of people who are coming.
She says others worry about the impact on Kluwak's public facilities.
More people are coming to the island, and there's going to be more people needing restrooms and whatnot, and things of that nature.
Despite the concerns, Twyman says her group is prepared to be a resource as Kluwak's economy moves away from extractive industries like logging. So far, she says there aren't firm plans for what cruise passengers will do in Kluwak. In a news release, Kluwak Hinya says some tours will focus on things like totem poles and wildlife viewing. A spokesperson for Oceania Cruises says future offerings could include totem and carving tours, kayaking, rafting, sightseeing, and fishing. Twyman says she expects cruise visitors to fan out across the island. She listed Kasan, Heidelberg, Thorn Bay, and Kaufman Cove as possible stops on a cultural tour. Katie Rooks operates Prince of Wales Excursion Outfitters. She says her feelings about cruise ships coming to town are mixed.
I see both positives and negatives with cruise ships, as I think most regional residents probably do. Cruise ships do bring economic benefits, but they also bring, visitors that may not be prepared for the situation on the ground with regard to certain areas in Southeast. Sometimes visitors who are a little less than respectful of, our natural resources or our towns and villages.
But Rook says she's keeping an open mind.
That being said, it is an opportunity, and it remains to be seen if it's going to work well or not, and I don't think that we should, throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. I think we should take a wait-and-see approach and give it a chance.
Chase Anderson is the manager and co-owner of Kluwak's Fireweed Lodge. While the lodge largely offers whole-day fishing trips for those who have booked a stay, she says they've been talking with Kluwak Hinya about future possibilities.
I've been discussing some things with Kluwak Hinya about doing some luncheon possibilities, so we may be doing something along those lines with the cruise ships.
Personally, Anderson says she thinks the ships are a positive thing for Kluwak.
I think it's good. I think it'll be a good flux of people in here, hoping that the island can handle the influx of people, but I think I think more tourism is good for the island.
Kluwak Hinya says the development is similar to Huna's Icy Strait Point. Both projects use the Huna Totem Port development model. Huna Totem attributes Icy Strait Point's 2020 Sea Trade Global Port of the Year Award to its model, which seeks to mitigate the impact of cruise ship tourism on small communities. It's a development that many hope will be a chance to show visitors Kluwak's potential as a destination for cruise ships, even if it brings challenges along the way. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.